Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Mevi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. A state appeals court has ruled that Central Valley Assemblyman Vince Fong can run for the congressional seat of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He'll now appear twice on the November ballot in the race for the 20th congressional district and his assembly district. Fong has said if he wins both races, he would resign from the assembly, and there would be a special election to fill that seat next year. And the winningest coach in college basketball history is retiring. Stanford women's basketball coach Tara Vanderveer is stepping down after 38 seasons and more than 1,200 wins. She led the Cardinal to three NCAA championships. California doesn't know if its efforts to address homelessness are working, despite billions of dollars spent to address the crisis. That's according to a state audit released Tuesday. KQED's Vanessa Rancagno reports.
The state auditor found as people moved off the streets and into shelters or other temporary housing, nearly half returned to homelessness. Just 13% found a permanent place to live. State Senator Dave Cortese of San Jose requested the review.
And we think that in the days ahead, this audit will establish somewhat of a blueprint for legislative direction and guardrails going forward.
The auditor looked at five of the state's flagship programs to reduce homelessness. It found two were cost-effective, but didn't have enough information about the other three to know whether they were working. The report recommends lawmakers take steps to require better reporting by state agencies. It comes as a state has spent nearly $24 billion over the past 5 years to address the crisis. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno.
The warnings go back nearly 30 years. As soon as a person is handcuffed, get them off their stomach. So says a Department of Justice bulletin from 1995. Yet, people in California continue to die after being held face down by law enforcement. Emily Zettner reports from the Central Valley. And a warning, this story contains audio from a police body camera.
On a cold December morning last year, Karen Sutherland walked through a cemetery to her son's grave.
We just picked out this spot for him because he just had such a bright personality and I wanted him to have the sunrise.
Shane Sutherland died nearly 4 years ago. He had an early morning run-in with police at an AM-PM convenience store in Stockton. He was wandering in and out and asking to use the phone. He called 911 with a strange request.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, can I get a taxi cab for the...
He asked for a taxi cab. The store clerk also calls 911 to say Sutherland is threatening him with a wine bottle. When Stockton police officers Ronald Zalinardo and John Afanasiev arrive, Sutherland is compliant. In the body camera footage you're about to hear, he sits against a wall outside and answers questions.
How long have you been using meth?
I really haven't.
Well, no, there's either I do or I don't, not I really haven't. You're high out of your mind right now.
This is cocaine.
Cocaine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shortly after, Sutherland stands up. The officers tackle him, hold him face down, and handcuff him. One of the officers puts his weight on Sutherland's back. Sutherland says he can't breathe and calls for help, as you're about to hear.
Quit fighting!
Sutherland loses consciousness while he's still being held face down. The whole thing lasts about 8 minutes. Medical and law enforcement experts like Seth Stoughton say that no one should die this way.
It's a little depressing that we're coming up on 30 years of making the same mistake over and over again.
For decades, it's been known that holding someone down like this compresses their torso and can cause asphyxiation. It may also cause cardiac arrest. Stimulants like meth can increase that risk. Stoughton, who was a police officer and now teaches law at the University of South Carolina, says preventing these deaths is easy.
we're talking about literally the difference between taking someone from their stomach and rolling them 90 degrees onto their side.
He says when officers do that, any increase in risk to their safety is marginal, even if they feel differently in the moment. Yet an analysis by the California Reporting Project in the California Newsroom found that at least 22 people died after being held face down by police between 2016 and 2022. Nearly all had meth in their system. California banned police from holding people in ways that restrict their breathing in 2022. Even so, we found two people have died since. Assemblymember Mike Gibson, who's a former police officer, wrote the bill. He's concerned that people have died since the bill became law, and he says he isn't done pushing for accountability and proper training.
That law enforcement are in fact being trained in other techniques to effect an arrest without causing someone to lose their life, like what has happened thus far.
But for Sutherland's mother, Karen, it's not about how officers are trained.
They just need to be normal, compassionate human beings instead of monsters.
We reached out to the Stockton Police Department, but they didn't respond. As Karen sat on a blanket next to her son's grave, she reflected on her loss.
This broke me, completely shattered me.
Sutherland left behind a young daughter and son who he adored. Karen says he also loved coaching youth football, and the team still uses his chant.
He would say, "Let me hear your war cry," and they'd go, "Roar!"
During the last year of his life, Karen says Sutherland got clean for a while, but he'd relapsed and was on meth and cocaine when he died. In the cold winter sunshine, Karen reads his gravestone.
"God reached down and rescued me."
She says she's come to believe that God rescued her son from his pain. For the California Report, I'm Emily Zentner in Stockton.
That story was produced by the California Newsroom and the California Reporting Project. And that is the California Report for Wednesday, April 10th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Mavi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. Hint: fruit-infused water with no sugar or diet sweeteners with more than 25 flavors, including watermelon and pineapple, in stores or delivered from hintwater.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.